Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Reporting from the front lines of tech for the last 22 plus years and bringing you into tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to know that you can join us anytime, 24/7. Anytime you've got a question, a concern, a digital dilemma, if you will, a question about consumer tech, anything at all. Maybe you just want to share with us your favorite app these days. That's always fun, too. When we hear you on the air, you automatically win stuff. Many of our guests and sponsors, other friends of the program, are regularly sending us cool things to share with you, and that's what it's all about. So 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7, at your leisure, 1-800-899-4686, or even better, the Into Tomorrow app, and then use the audio option. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Snag the app and then select audio. We want to hear you on the program. Our next guest is helping e-stores and online merchants increase revenue and eliminate chargeback fraud, which is a problem, I think, for all kinds of companies, but certainly online companies as well. She is the Chief Operating Officer, co-founder, and owner of Chargebacks 911, Monica Eaton Cardone. Monica, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I am great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I understand that you represent clients in a whole bunch of countries all around the world and manage a lot of online transactions at the tune of over $2 billion every year. So chances are you probably know what you're talking about.
Well, I would hope so. We definitely stay busy.
Well, give me a little more of an idea then from a consumer's standpoint, what it is that you guys do, since people listening, if they don't own an e-store or they're not an online merchant, why is Chargebacks 911 important to us?
Well, from a consumer, basically when it comes to chargebacks and payments online, this is a mechanism that has to be protected and secure. And as a consumer, the thing that you guys are most, that we're all most interested with, is security and also convenience. So when you add that convenience factor with all of the innovation that's happening in technology companies today, look at Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, all of these companies, convenience is majorly important. And as a result, we have security issues that we have to resolve. This is where we come into place. We help balance that efficiency and security and give advice and guidance and provide a service to e-commerce merchants so that they can serve the demand on both sides of the chain.
Aha. Uh-huh. And one of the things I know that you've been dealing with as well was helping parents to protect kids' safety and privacy. So that kind of plays an interesting role in the things that you do. Can you explain how you accomplish that?
Sure. So we started, part of our business involves consumer or human behavioral analytics. This is, you know, kind of like the psychology of a customer. What makes you buy? But more importantly, you know, what types of decisions lead to criminal behavior? How can we track that? What are the patterns? And it all kind of builds out to this big web. And in delving into these types of topics, we find there's a lot of educational gaps that technology introduces that leads to all sorts of fraud and chargebacks, frankly, from the least suspected audience, our kids. And you know, this usually happens. I'll give you an example. So this is where we would get involved. If you have an iPhone, and that iPhone, believe it or not, it has security controls, it has parental controls, but most of us take off those controls and we share our passwords with our children. There should be no harm in that until our kids share those passwords with criminals, use those passwords to buy things on our iPhone that may not be authorized. Maybe they bought 20 lives of Candy Crush, my own personal story.
Yeah.
And, you know, this ends up, it creates friction in our environment. It turns into fraud. It creates chargeback, and it's just a messy problem. We really kind of delved into it. It started out with just a scenario to help identify, you know, some of these problems from an educational point of view. And then we realized when it comes to a lack of education in families, man, it spans to a whole different world. It's not just security with some mobile devices and phones and parents making sure that kids know what the rules are, but it's also other security threats, not just sharing passwords with criminals, but even their own toys can be used as a security threat and can be used for criminal behavior if they don't know.
Yeah, we've talked, Monica, lately on the show quite a bit about things like internet-connected smart toys that are giving up more information than parents realize.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is true. So with all the demand about the latest and greatest innovative technical, you know, the coolest toys that there are, toy innovators and manufacturers are creating smart toys. So think of a smartphone. It does everything. It connects through Wi-Fi networks. It can record you. It can speak back. It can store data. It can take videos. Well, the downside with all of this is that you have a toy in the hands of a child that may not actually realize, you know, what's smart and what is not smart for their use of this toy. For example, if it's taking videos, is it also taking videos of parents? Is it taking videos of other areas that maybe it's taking a video of, you know, passwords, credentials? But not only that, the toys often have GPS. They have Wi-Fi. This enables hackers to break into these types of devices just like they would into a cell phone or a computer. And it's an attractive vehicle for hackers because it's relatively new. Whenever there's new technology, there's going to be loopholes. And what's worse is when you have a child, chances are they don't have the education that an adult has. So they don't know, you know, maybe there's a security setting that they can turn the Wi-Fi signal off if they're in a public place. They wouldn't know that. And these also produce other gaps for security threats.
Yeah, I would imagine that a lot of parents don't realize that smart toys can be vulnerable, and especially in the various ways that you talked about, to being hacked by criminals and to being able to get more information from the child who is oblivious to why that's a problem. Now it's up to parents to have to make the difference.
Yes. I mean, there's a few things that can be done on this, you know, on this track so that you can make sure that you're safeguarded with these smart toys. Everything can be used to, you know, if you're educated about some of the threats, then you can definitely use it for the benefits. But just for example, many toys, even watches today, are built for kids and they have a GPS tracker. Well, the FBI, as early as July 17th, so very recent, has released a warning for these types of toys to parents to make sure that you get educated about what types of security protocols are in place for these toys. If, for example, if you have GPS enabled, then that particular toy could get hacked, and now the child that you are trying to track for your own security is actually being able to be tracked by the criminal who you're trying to prevent. So it really is. It becomes a situation that's definitely a dichotomy.
Oh, for sure. I understand also there's been an award-winning toy, a smart toy called My Friend Kayla, that was recently banned in Germany, yet it's still available for sale in the U.S. What's wrong with that toy, and what should parents be looking out for?
You know, know, at the end of the day, it really is just about a lack of education. You know, a cell phone can be used as a weapon, but it can also function as a great device to improve efficiency and have good communication. With these toys as well, I think in the U.S., we don't have as much we haven't been exposed as much to some of the problems or threats that some of these smart toys can actually lend. In Germany, there has been some incidents reported, and as a result, the government stepped in to take action. There's always going to be threats with any new types of technology. Really what needs to happen is, as a population, parents specifically, just need to get educated about how these toys operate. And there's 5 points, 5 things that you can do as a parent to make sure that you're protected and that, you know, these toys, you're only allowing the benefit, you're actually preventing the threat.
And what would those 5 be?
So I'm glad that you asked. there's 5 things that you can do to safeguard these smart toys. First thing, make sure that you understand all the security protocols. Familiarize yourself so that you know how to turn things off, how to turn it on, if your toy is actually capturing data, when the video capture goes on, pictures. Really get familiar, read that fine print security manual that comes with the toy and make sure that you understand what it does and when. Then, this is something that's often forgotten, get security updates. If you have a smart toy, chances are it gets online. It's on the internet. It's connected to Wi-Fi. Just like your computer or your phone, there are different threats and breaches and all sorts of, you know, problematic programs that try to attack different networks and programs. And it's important for you to know that there are security updates. Download those updates. So connect it to your Wi-Fi, look for security updates, and make sure that it is updated at all times. Maybe do it once a week. Number 3, create a Google alert. You can create a Google alert for the toy name, and then you'll get an alert automatically. If something is put online suggesting that there was a breach or there's some problem, you want to be notified immediately. That will hit the internet first. Make sure that it comes into your inbox immediately. The 4th thing, make sure that you turn off the toy when it's not in use. This seems like common sense. However, it's rarely practiced. These toys are really, they're designed for children. They're designed, for an innovative experience that should be fun and high tech. And this should happen in your home. It shouldn't be happening outside of the home in public places. So make sure that those toys are used for the intended purpose and turn them off if you're traveling. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, have open communication with your child. When you get a toy, oftentimes you don't want to talk to them about security. You're afraid to communicate any type of potential threat. However, kids nowadays are technically in tune. Don't be afraid to have a conversation with them and explain some of the risks, some of the threats, and just like you would tell them, hey, don't talk to strangers. Inform them, this is a toy, this is the purpose of the toy. These are things that we don't want you to do with the toy. Get their agreement, and you should see much better results.
Well, Monica, terrific input and good advice. I like how you challenge the status quo, and you do that at chargebacks911.com. So if you've got an e-store, any kind of an online business, you certainly want to check out what Monica and her team are up to. We appreciate your input, especially as it relates to helping to protect kids' safety and privacy, and look forward to having you back on the show again sometime.
Great. Well, thank you so much.